There aren't any tax cuts in Governor Mike DeWine's first budget. Lawmakers may change that when they introduce their version of it soon. But they probably won't change the $19.2 billion in tax credits and loopholes in it. Wendy Patton with the left-leaning Policy Matters Ohio says tax credits and exemptions have grown nearly 18% over the last five budgets, even though spending on education, local governments, and many human services has fallen.
People come into their office and they say that if you give us a tax break, we will create jobs. Everyone wants a red ribbon to cut.
Greg Lawson from the conservative Buckeye Institute agrees that many such tax expenditures are a problem, saying there are nearly $2 billion in tax breaks that should be cut because they're unfair.
We need to really get serious, tighten these things up, and get real with what is real tax reform, not just a break here and there.
But Lawson says if loopholes are shut down, he wants more tax cuts, while Patton advocates for more funding for education and infrastructure. Karen Kassler at The Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.